you're singing your best, you're singing your hardest, you're not being shy or holding back anything because somebody might look at you.
That's John Bush, the lead singer of Sons of Three Fires, a Native American group that will perform tomorrow at the Kalamazoo Public Library as part of the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music. The name Sons of Three Fires comes from the tribes its members belong to, the Chippewa, the Ottawa, and the Potawatomi. The music you hear is an old recording of the band. The group is more than 30 years old and spans generations of family members, just like the music itself. Bush says before the band started, there were hardly any Native American singers in Southwest Michigan. So tribes would hire people from Chicago and Detroit to come and sing at the powwows. Some of them sang in the style of Southern tribes, but Bush says Sons of Three Fires has a distinctly Northern sound. It's high-pitched with a faster pace.
We're more prone to do more about the singing than the hitting of the drum, whether as Southerns are explicit on drum rolls and drum technique.
Most of the songs at the event will be accompanied by social dances, like the intertribal or friendship dance. But there will also be specialty dances. John Bush's wife, Carolyn, is one of the dancers, and so is their daughter, who will be performing a hoop dance. Carolyn says a hoop dance should not be confused with hula hooping.
They use these hoops to show that connection between that circle of life and all living things. But imagine taking 5 hula hoops and stretching them across your arms. Now figure out how to link them so they don't slide off. And then you've got your arms all stretched out and you're helping people imagine what an eagle would look like in flight. Then you're going to take those hoops and you're going to quickly change it and you're going to bloom a flower out of it. And then from there, you're going to flip it and make a basket to gather water in, because water is one of our sacred elements.
Sons of Three Fires singer Terry Chivas says the group will also do a song for veterans.
And we invite veterans from the audience, all nationalities, all colors, to come out and dance. The song is an honor song for veterans, non-combat and combat.
John Bush says Native American drum circles, especially medicine drums, have a powerful effect on the community.
I had it explained by elders that it's like going up to a pond and throwing a pebble in that pond, and that first ring goes out and it touches the people, and it touches the community, and it gets bigger and bigger. And you know, that basically song, we can believe that touches out over the state of Michigan, across and out to the United States, and it just keeps on going. There's no end to the good medicine, the good vibrations and the feeling of that song. So that's what we believe.
You can see 2 performances by the Sons of Three Fires tomorrow afternoon at the Kalamazoo Public Library, one at 2 o'clock and another at 3:30. You can watch, but Carolyn Bush says it's really about being part of the event.
And that's how you get excited about the drum, is being out there with it and feeling the excitement that it provides you, and learning that it's powwowing and dancing are about the socialization.